We are complete in God. The story of a young lady named Marion Ellis. Marion grew up in a family and there just had that feeling of completeness. Life was good. There was the family and they were taking care of her. She had her education. She had food. She had toys to play with, all the good things that any child would want and enjoy and live a good life in. And then, like so many times in this life, she experienced an incompleteness. She experienced a brokenness. She particularly experienced abuse. And as a child, her life started to unravel, starting to believe lies. This is my fault. All this came on to me. I don't know what's going on. Starting to believe lies that I am rejected. I am not worthy of love. A lot of that comes with harm and different difficulties that a person experiences in life. So as she tries her best to continue living the life that God has given her, to kind of return back or somehow look forward to some sort of complete experience of complete living again, she, thank God, was able to connect with the church community. And there she begins to get involved a little bit more and starts to participate even of helping other people and praying for them. And so she's invited to this day of prayer and the speaker comes and is preaching the basic gospel that, yes, God has come to help us and to restore us, especially these broken places in our life. And even though she was listening, she was kind of like in her own zone back in the back, waiting for people to come so she could pray with them. And at one point in time, it dawned on her that just as a doctor kind of at different times would, see where it is that hurts, press there, say, does this hurt when I press here? Trying to identify what's going on within a person. So she's able to go into this moment of prayer and just seeing God pressing on some of these places of her heart where she had experienced this woundedness, this brokenness. And each time he was going there, she was afraid it was just going to hurt and continue to hurt, but he was bringing healing to her life. And started to experience a sort of return to a completeness. Well, what was interesting is that then all of a sudden, the presenter that day said, now I want all of you who need some prayers to go back and find the prayer people and pray with them. And so they all start coming back to her and she's walking around like, God, who do you want me to pray with? God, who do you want me to pray with? And she just heard God say, I want you to pray for you. In this experience, Marion needed some sort of sense of being complete in God, not even necessarily going out from herself or praying for others, but in that moment needing this restoration, this healing, this honesty about where she was and how she needed to go forward. And what's incredible about this is this is the image we see in the Trinity. You see, the Trinity, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is complete in Himself. There He is. And what's incredible is that the only reason why we have these three persons, not so much to separate out God from Himself, but to help us to see so clearly that God is in relationship. God is in relationship with Himself. That's what designates the persons. The Father is in relationship with the Son, and the Son with the Father, and the Holy Spirit is the relationship that they share. It is this bond that brings them together, that holds them together. We see this in the gospel whenever Jesus Himself says, everything that the Father has is mine. There's a completeness there. And there's a completeness of having everything, and there's a completeness of being in relationship. And while we want this in our own life, we experience difficulties, but yet we're called to be able to come back into this completeness of relationship. So if we're continuing this idea of the theology of the body, the homily series that we have, the second one today, it's for us to see how God has made us in our bodies to be in relationship. There's a complementarity between male and female. Within the human body, you can see that each of these is made for the other. And so God calls us to be able to be in unity, so that way we can experience the love that He has in Himself. And for some, it's a physical unity in the married life, and for others, it's a spiritual unity. But for all of us, it should be directing us to the attention that it is for us to see God Himself in relationship, and calling us into relationship with Himself as well. And so the theology of the body principle that I'll share today is what's called the spousal meaning of the body. And that's to say that the body itself shows that we are called into a unity. And for those called to the married life, there it is, to be able to demonstrate God Himself. But what's beautiful is that this helps us to see God's love for us. So that way, in those moments where we experience difficulty in our relationships, whether it's with a sibling or a spouse or a friend, we'll know that God is the one who is calling us to be the bride, the church, the one that receives His love, the one that returns love to Him, the one that sees the Holy Spirit present in it all. You see, in Scripture, it is written everywhere, this spousal love that God has for us. Look at the book of the Song of Songs, with lines like, "My lover speaks and says to me, arise, my beloved, my beautiful one, and come." This is God speaking to His people, drawing us into relationship with Himself, because He is in relationship with Himself. And in that great love, wants us to be brought into it. What about Hosea, the prophet, in which rich imagery that comes up, and the whole storyline is the story of love, but separation, and then a return to a union. It's a symbol of God's love for us. Hosea is called to marry a prostitute because God knows that she will be unfaithful to Hosea, and then He will forgive her and bring her back into union as a symbol of God's love for us. That He will never forsake us. That He will never leave us alone, even when we experience brokenness that this world will bring to us. And what about Revelation? Chapter 22, 17, in which God, when we hear the words, the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." The whole book of Revelation is a wedding party. It's about the Lamb of God being united to His bride, and everybody being invited to that party. It's heaven. And in all of this, we're seeing it unfolding, the depiction of God's spousal love for us. And that's why it's so important for us to live in union with this spousal imagery in our own bodies, in our own humanity. Because the more we do that, the more we show forth to the world that God loves us in a beautiful way, in a way that we will be and we are complete in God. In this spousal relationship between man and woman in this life, it's a sign of a union that God has in Himself and desires to bring us into. The Trinity is complete. God is complete in Himself. God in Himself is in good relationship. And in all of this, the family, So we talk about the theology of the body. It's not just the spouses, but then the child that's brought into it. You have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, these three persons. And then in the family, you have the husband, the wife, and the child. What a beautiful connection of these three that become into one family. And then as that started, there's no limit to this generosity. Then if God gives more children, then it just continues to be a blessing and an outpouring of that good relationship. In the family, we should sense a sense of completeness. But at the same time, whether we want to or not, we should and we will experience a sense of lacking because we're not quite there yet. See, this whole spousal imagery of our bodies and of this humanity is to point us to God. We are to be in relationship, and so for some it's to focus on, okay, my relationship right now is to be a good daughter. My relationships right now are to be a good sister, and neither now or in the future be a good wife, and then a good mother. Whether, again, that is in a biological sense or a spiritual sense of those words. But it's for us to be in relationship, to be a good son, a good brother, a good husband, a good father. Because God, He is relationship and calls us to live it to the fullness, to experience this complete. But again, we experience that lack, that desire that we want something more. So to finally kind of put a point on the theology of the body importance, it's the essentials of that spousal union. So if we're showing forth what God is all about in Himself in relationship, then in ourselves and in our relationships, especially between spouses, those who are called to the married life, the essentials are unity and procreation. Spouses being together and being open to life. And as we see all of this, we get a depiction of what God's life is like, who He is, the Holy Trinity. But I'll finally just call us to action. So maybe for you it's to read Scripture, the book of Hosea. What is God trying to say to us in that? If you can't read all 14 chapters, just read the first three. And His faithfulness in it all. Or maybe it's for you just to come to God in prayer. Whether in those quiet moments after you receive communion or later at home in prayer, and be able to bring your wounds as Marian did to God. Let Him touch those. Let Him bring healing. Let Him bring you to a completeness. Because in all of this, and especially those moments where we wish we were in more completeness, we wish our relationships were healthier, were better, is for us to remember that all of this and the spousal meaning of the body and that unity that's connected to the Trinity is only an image. It's only a sign marker. Imagine this summer you drive to Miami, Florida. That's a long drive, but as you go there, you are so excited to get there. You're going to sit on the beach. You're going to eat great seafood. You're going to be there. But then all of a sudden you get there and you see a giant sign that says Miami, 60 miles away. You stop there at the sign. You hang out for a while. And then you, after your time of vacation is over, you get in the car and drive home. You didn't quite make it. If a person is putting all of their eggs in the basket of experiencing love in this life in your earthly relationships, it's like you're staying at a signpost and not quite getting to the destination. Our destination is relationship with God. And all our relationships in this world should point us there. They should be that signpost. We should be excited when we see that because there's the destination to come, which is completeness, it's fullness, but not to stay at that road sign. So may God bring us into unity with Himself because there we are complete in God.